Welcome to Family Worship Radio, hosted by Lee Dodd, where we dig into the Bible and other great books just as we would in a family worship setting. You can utilize this podcast as the content of your family worship, or simply use it as an aid in your preparation. Let's get started.
Welcome to another episode in our study of the attributes of God. In this episode, we will be looking at God's foreknowledge. There is a reason I have ordered the studies in this way. First, considering God's decree in the second episode, followed by God's knowledge in the third episode, and now in this episode, God's foreknowledge. I want to define what foreknowledge means. If we took the simple dictionary definition of to know beforehand, we would not at all understand the fullness of the biblical revelation regarding God's foreknowledge. I want to read a passage from Romans chapter 8, probably the most well-known passage that includes the verb foreknew. And it's Romans chapter 8, 29 and 30. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. That is the beautiful, wonderful, golden chain of redemption, that all who were predestined will in the end be glorified saints forever in heaven with Jesus. But that is not what we need to look at. The word foreknew, he foreknew, in verse 29 is the word for our concern in this episode. For starters, I want to emphasize that the Greek verb is only used 5 times in the New Testament. But what we can learn from these 5 instances is that in every instance in the New Testament, when this verb is utilized, it is speaking of foreknowing people. And thus, in verse 29 of Romans 8, we read, for those whom he foreknew. The very pronoun of whom is important because we're talking about a certain people. And we see that as well in Acts 2:23, Romans 11:2, and 1 Peter 1 and 2. It is always a foreknowing of people. Why is that important? There are many in our day that want to say that God indeed does foreknow, but he only foreknows the actions of people. That the foreknowing speaks to God looking down through the corridors of time and seeing all who would repent and believe the gospel. And those individuals are the ones whom God elects, because he has seen in the end, the final analysis, they will choose Jesus. But this is unbiblical teaching. This is a wrong understanding of God's foreknowledge. It really diminishes the weight and the force of a passage like Romans 8:29 through 30. Truly, foreknowledge in God is very intimate. He so knows his elect ones. He so cares for them and has redeeming love for them. This Greek word for knowing is very deep and intimate. It is not an intellectual knowing, but an experiential, relational knowing. And when we read, for those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. This is a very personal and intimate action in the purposes and decree of God to save an elect people. A.W. Pink, on God's foreknowledge, says, now in view of these passages, Romans 8:29, Romans 11:2, 1 Peter 1:2, and Acts 2:23, what scriptural ground is there for anyone saying God foreknew the acts of certain ones, their repenting and believing, and that because of those acts he elected them unto salvation? The answer is simple, none, whatever. Scripture never speaks of repentance and faith as being foreseen or foreknown by God. Truly, he did know from all eternity that certain ones would repent and believe, yet this is not what Scripture refers to as the object of God's foreknowledge. The word uniformly refers to God foreknowing persons. And God foreknows what will be because he has decreed all that will be. We really get the cart before the horse if we understand God's actions and foreknowledge to be based upon what people will do in time. No, it's the other way around. People do in time only what God has purposed them to do in time. I hope this gives some insight into God's foreknowledge. That concludes our study today. Thank you for listening to Family Worship Radio. God bless you.